Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Mad X brings in the kick. Is brought in by Chandler Katie, and he leaps into the air across the 40 and is out to the 42-yard line. And Bannex will have fairly good field position. They're going to actually mark him at the 41-yard line to start this drive, trailing now 8-6 against Cass City.
I'm not sure what's the point of leaping defenders on your own side of the field. there we saw it again. But nonetheless, a nice return and pretty good field position for this offense that has 74 yards on one play so far.
And it's a snap to Blackstock. Back to pass. Lets it fly downfield. And this one's severely underthrown. Pass was intended for Micah Gordon. And he's about 5 yards off. May have been deflected. Falls incomplete. Now 2nd and 10 from the 41-yard line. 9:12 left in the first. It's already 8-6 Cass City.
I have no problem with play action after you just burnt your defense with a big run. But only two routes run on that play. And they were both deep down the field, right where the hash marks are. So man-to-man coverage with Cathrell over the top. And he's just watching Blackstock and almost jumps that route and makes a diving interception on the well underthrown deflected ball. There needs to be a dump off outlet for Blackstock, and they could have had a big gain.
Direct snap to Clancy's brought down in the backfield by a slew of white jerseys led by number Alex Perry, number 44. That'll be a loss of 2 on the play back to the 40, maybe the 39-yard line. 3rd down, 12 to go for the Hatchets.
Keep in mind with this formation of the Hatchets, they'll have two running backs in the backfield, and a lot of times it's a wildcat style where the snap will go to Clancy and the other back that's in the backfield will act as a lead blocker. A lot of times it's Carson Affer, and they rotate different guys in there, but he is going to be your lead blocker, and then Jack Clancy follows him or kicks it to the outside. That time, the white jerseys of Cass City stuffed all the holes and nowhere to go.
3rd down and 12, direct snap to Clancy again, and he's stuffed right at the original line of scrimmage. Maybe get out to the 40-yard line for a gain of 1, brought down by Jeremy Velasquez for Cass City. Still at 4th and 12, and Bannock's more than likely going to have to punt this one away.
Absolutely, and after the big play, law of averages kick in, and they lose a couple yards on this series. Two runs that were exactly the same as the one we saw that scored. They run the exact same play two more times, and this time Cass City responds with two tackles in the backfield. You mix in an incomplete pass, and that calls for the punting unit.
Micah Gordon doing the kicking duties. A low snap, and he gets it away, and it's a little bit of a line drive, bounces at the 35, takes a bad X bounce inside the 30 and comes to rest at the 28-yard line, where Cass City will take over on downs, leading 8-6 with 7:49 left here in the first quarter.
Wow, that play is going to go very much unnoticed in a few minutes, but that snap never got airborne. It rolled the entire way, end over end, all the way to Micah Gordon. So for him to go all the way down and scoop that ball up and punt it away as good as he did, he angled it away from Sandon Cathrell, got some forward roll on that low line drive kick. A pretty good punt by Bad X there, all things considered. And now back to what we were talking about before. This defense has got to make a stop.
At the 27-yard line, handoff to Hayden Horn, out to about the 34-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 on the play. Tackle made by Jensen Emmerich for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 2nd down, 4 to go from the 34.
Seeing Jensen Emmerich take the field a little more than we did in week 1.
Yes.
Has a lot of speed, a youngster in that secondary, and I expect a lot of things from him. He's going to be all over the field tonight, and another nice tackle by him. I think he's got 2 already on the night.
2nd down, 4 to go from the 34-yard line. Cass City right to left across your radio. Fernald under center, hands off to Sandon Cathrell, speeds out of the backfield, has the first down, and leaps across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. That will be a gain of 7 on the play. Tackle made by Chandler Cady, saving the touchdown there. 1st and 10 for Cass City at their own 42-yard line.
And Toby McPhee really took away the middle of the field there as he kind of jumped the snap count and really was in the backfield quickly. But when the handoff goes to the outside, he takes himself out of the play, and that leaves Chandler Cady in one-on-one situation with Santa Cathrell. And he goes low, and he gets him to the ground, but Cathrell gets all he needs and more for that first down.
T formation. Fernald hands it off to Hayden Horn, and Bannex sweeps him down after about a 2-yard gain. Brought down by Toby McPhee, middle linebacker junior for the Bannex Hatchets. 2nd down and 8 to go from the 44-yard line in Cass City territory.
When you're one of them offensive linemen or running backs that has to go up the middle and blocking, you've got to find 52. Toby McPhee, I would be shocked if he's not their leading tackler. Overall, maybe one of their better athletes on the team, and another nice play there by Toby.
2nd down, 8. Fernald back to pass. Throws downfield to the near sideline to Cathrell. One-hand grab. Brings it in. Effort tips it to himself. Runs out of bounds after the completion all the way down to the 32-yard line. from the 44 of Cass City down to the 32. A 24-yard pickup for Sandon Cathrell from Bryce Fernald and moved the chains for the third time tonight.
Pretty decent throw by Fernald, too, as he throws it up to the sideline over the head of Jensen Emmerich, who is in pretty decent coverage. But an overall athlete like Sandon Cathrell is, he's able to leap up, tip that ball up in the air, and keep an eye on it and bring it in anyways. And what a play.
Hand off to Jordan Mester. He goes absolutely nowhere. They're going to say forward progress stopped him at the 31-yard line. Tackle made by Luke Subject, outside linebacker for Bad Axe. Second down, 9 to go for Cass City at the Bad Axe 31-yard line. It's Cass City 8, Bad Axe 6. Both squads scoring on their first drive, nothing since.
Yeah, Bad Axe stalled on their second drive. This is Cass City's second opportunity and moving the ball quite easily. Good job on first down, just a 1-yard gain for Cass City. But if you're Bad Axe, you got to stay away from those big plays.
Now in the I formation, handoff to their tailback. That'll be Sandon Cathrell. He gets across the 30, down to the 28-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by Jack Fisher, the other outside linebacker for Bad Axe. Third down now, 6 to go for Cass City at the Bad Axe 28-yard line.
This is 4 down territory for Cass City, so you don't need all 6 on this play. But if you're Bad Axe, you got to force a 4th down of some kind here and at least put some pressure on this offense to make a play when needed. And Bryce Fernald going to stay in at quarterback, a receiver each direction, Cathrell and Mester in the backfield.
And it's going to be handoff to Cathrell. He's lunging forward, but he's going to be stopped well short of the first down marker by about 3, maybe even 4 yards. Out to the 26-yard line. That's only going to be a gain of 2. Tackle made by McPhee, the middle linebacker for Bad Axe. Fourth down, we'll say a long 3, maybe 4 yards to go for the Cass City Redhawks.
Nice job by the middle of that defense, led by Toby McPhee, their middle linebacker. Makes the stop on Cathrell, and now fourth down and 3 to go. Decision time for Cass City. We know they're going to go for it. But if you're Bad Axe, who's going to get the ball? Got to stay disciplined. We'll see if they can get their defense off the field and force a fourth down conversion now.
And Scott Cathrell wants to discuss this with his team as he takes his first time out of this first half with 4:25 left in the first.
That's their first time.
4:25 left here in the first quarter, and Cass City calls their first timeout. Dave Hansen, what is Cathrell coach setting up?
He was very animated in that timeout. He was waving his kids back to the offensive side, the sideline, before he even got official word that the timeout was going to be accepted. So he didn't like the formation. Somebody was in the wrong position. I'm not sure, but he obviously felt confusion. I don't think he's worried about this game yet, but I think he's definitely wants to make sure his offense is in the right position, the right guy gets the ball, because if they can convert a fourth down here and score, they can start to apply extra pressure on that Bad Axe team.
4:25 left here in the first quarter. It's 8-6 Cass City. The Redhawks facing their first fourth down of the night. It's a 4th and 3. Then you get down to the 22-yard line. They sit at the 25-yard line currently. About 2, maybe 4 yards inside the left hash, marching right to left across your radio.
We're not the only game with big touchdowns, as USA has 2 45-plus-yard touchdowns early against the Lakers. They're up 14-0 early in that game.
So USA taking to the Lakers already early in that first quarter. Cassidy now 4th and 3 from the Bad Axe 25-yard line. T formation, handoff to Cathrell. Cuts back inside, has the first down, and no one in
Gone.
Front of him. Touchdown, Cass City. Sandon Cathrell from 25 yards out converts on fourth down, and it's the second score of the night for the Cass City Redhawks. It's now Cass City 14, Bad Axe 6.
Almost too easy. Bad Axe makes a couple nice plays. Cass City calls timeout, and shocking to everybody, we're going to hand it off to Sandon Cathrell, and there is nobody near him. And when he gets out in the secondary in open space, he leaves the deep safety laying on the ground with a juke, and there is nobody near him as he strolls into the end zone, and Cass City extends their lead, going for the two-point conversion.
Trying to make this 16-6. Fernald under center, hands it off to Cathrell, passes to the right, and wide open in the corner, Colin Rubel brings in the pass. And it's now 16-6, Cass City leading by 10 points with 4:17 left in the first quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I'm a certified new and used car salesperson, plus I'm the internet sales manager. secondary, more motors. I really enjoy putting people in the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and make them smile. The thing I like about working here at More Motors is we are transparent for as far as pricing goes, and there's no games and gimmicks. We're not trying to bring people in with a